All right, welcome back to the Dennis Stuckey Show. It is a Monday, and that means, unfortunately, we must talk Lions football with Brady Beaton. But before we get into the bad stuff, because the Lions are bad this week, it's going to be bad, let's talk about maybe the single greatest athletic moment in the history of the Blue Water area. Brady Beaton scored a touchdown this past weekend against Davenport. I'm sure they had the seventh string offense in, but it was a pick six, and it was one of the most amazing feats I've ever seen.
Yeah, you undersold it too. Very much undersold that.
Of the highlights in your Wayne State career, is this the top of the list?
I mean, the list isn't very long, so yes.
Oh, you've made a few plays.
I have, but no, that was definitely one of the coolest moments I've ever been a part of. It was really fun.
Now, as it's happening, what's going through your mind? Or does it happen so quickly you don't even think?
Mostly the second one. So it was on their own, like, 15-yard line. I just go to get a pass rush up the field. He goes to throw a screen. I turn around, catch it. And I don't even really – doesn't really click in my head what's happening until I'm going in the end zone. And then it's like, holy bleep, I just scored a touchdown. What do I do? Oh my God, this really just happened. And it still doesn't feel real.
Yeah, but you did know what to do. Yes. Because you had a deal.
Okay, so we had one of my buddies, one of our captains, tore his ACL a couple weeks ago. He had surgery on Friday. I text him Friday, ask him how it goes, and he goes, and I ask him, I say, hey, if I, on the off chance I make a play, thinking like a TFL, sack, a normal tackle even, how do you want me to celebrate? He goes, if you've ever seen the show Naruto, the guy runs with his arms straight back and his head down, and he just sprints. He goes, do that. All right. So I got in the end zone. I dropped the ball, arms straight back, head down, all the way across the end line. Just for him.
The Warriors are doing very well, if you don't keep track of that stuff. And I'm remiss because I should ask you every week how you guys do. And after the first couple of games that you lost, I stopped asking, thinking you were going to have a bad season this year. But you guys haven't, like, lost since, what, the third game of the season?
We started off 0-2, and now we're 6-3.
Okay, 6-3. So
we've won 6 of 7.
Very, very good season at Wayne State this year. Good job. All right, let's talk about our lovable losers. The one positive, or the three positives. Matthew Stafford and Galladay and Jones were terrific, and the Lions wasted it because they still can't run the football. And because on defense, they can't stop the run, they can't stop the pass, they can't stop anything right now. They can't generate a pass rush, they can't cover anybody. When it was 24-24, Oakland drove down the field, and the old cliche, like a hot knife through butter, to score a touchdown and retake the lead.
Before we even talk about any of that, let's talk about the last thing we saw in that game. Dennis, out of the players who were playing tomorrow, or yesterday, excuse me, who do you think was the best offensive football player?
Matthew Stafford,
okay,
I thought.
Yeah, Matt, the quarterback. Besides the quarterback.
Besides the quarterback, probably Galladay or Jones.
Okay, so there's 1 and 2. Who would your third option be?
Probably Hockenson.
Who would your fourth option be?
Probably Amendola.
Okay, who would your fifth option be?
McKissick? Yeah, maybe McKissick, yeah.
Jesse James?
Or if I were going to take a shot at running there, because yeah, you only needed a yard, I would have given the ball to Ty Johnson. I'm with you. I would not have picked Thomas as the guy to throw the ball
seven
to.
Seven people we just named. And they throw it to Logan Thomas. Out of a goal line set, when you haven't run the ball effectively without Kerryon Johnson all year.
Yeah, and if you're not even going to even think about running the football, maybe you just go with an empty back yourself more options to throw
to. So it's not even the fact that they threw the ball to him. It's the fact that Kenny Galladay, Marvin Jones, Damian Amendola, all were watching from the sidelines. Why do you not have your best players out there? on a 4th and goal when you need to score? Why are you not putting all your best weapons out there? Why do you not have a 2-point play that you run, some trick play? Why do you not have a pick route? Why do you not have a fade to Kenny Golladay? Why do you not have slants? Why do you not have anything else besides play action, throw it up for Logan Thomas to make a play?
And why can't anybody block? Why is Matthew Stafford constantly under duress and under pressure there?
Well, it was because they didn't buy the run. So the play fake, if you look, the tight end was supposed to chip. And on the play fake, the D-line wasn't buying the play fake. He went right up to him. He ran straight towards him. That's something no one respected, that play fake. Then he's under duress. He threw a pretty good ball for having a guy in his face. He really did. Defender made a nice play. But why are all those guys not on the field?
Do you think, because everybody's like, why are the Raiders taking a timeout here? But by the fact that the Raiders took the timeout there, it allowed the Lions to change their personnel and take the people off the field that would have been on the field that you just said had they had to run up to the line and run a play.
That's falling backwards into success. That was one of the dumbest mistakes I've ever. I just go, well, the Lions are going to tie this now. That was the dumbest thing. I mean, if you're going to line up like that, run the ball. And if you don't believe your team can get 2 yards running the football, then what are you doing? Instead, you're putting it in the hand of Logan Thomas. Did you know who Logan Thomas was 24 hours ago?
Not really. I mean, I knew he was a guy on the team. I've seen the name, and they talked about it in the summer that he and Jesse James were part of, and Hockenson, the greatest tight end grouping in the history of football, and they still hardly ever throw the ball to their tight ends.
Okay, so what? Let's never mind the fact that the Lions have the last rated defense in the league.
This is really disturbing to me, though, because all we were told from day one of the Matt Patricia era was this guy's all about the defense, and the Lions defense is going to be great. And I read articles all the way up to training camp and the preseason about the strength of this Lions team will be its defense, 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 defense. And I know that there's been injuries and whatever, but they don't play any defense. And now the Quandre Diggs trade looks bad to me because they don't cover anybody either in the secondary.
No, and you put a lot of assets into the defense. And Matt Stafford's on pace for damn near an all-pro year. You know what his stats are on pace for right now? 5,000 passing yards, I believe 38 or 36 touchdowns and 10 picks.
Yeah, and this was supposed to be a team that was going to run the ball more. And you can say, well, Kerryon Johnson's out. He hasn't been out all year. He's just been out the last couple of games.
Yes. No, I'm getting very – yesterday was very concerning. That was a game you're supposed to win, you have to win, and you didn't.
Well, and now you're halfway through your season, and you're a game under 500.
And you're not going to make the playoffs. Playoffs are dead.
And again – I look back at all the missed opportunity in the first 8 games of the season. Brady, this is a football team that at a minimum should have 6 wins right now and maybe could have 7.
Yeah. The Minnesota game was the only game really where you're like, they shouldn't have won that game.
Yeah. But they had an opportunity to win every other game that they have played this season, and it goes back to week one and Arizona and letting that game get out of the win column, and it sets the tone for what we have seen since.
And I thought I saw some positive things even after that game. I came on here and told you I thought I saw some good things. I saw, but maybe those were mirages. I'm really starting to sour now. I was hoping, maybe I was just hoping I'd see progress, but yikes. If they don't get this turned around, is Matt Patricia gone? If they win 6 games, if they go 6-9-1?
I have a hard time, justifying keeping him for a third year, but here's the deal that most people will probably agree with. Patricia and Quinn are a package deal. If you get rid of Patricia, do you have to get rid of Quinn?
Would you?
I'd start thinking about it. Look, I like the way Quinn has drafted. Not everybody that he has drafted has turned into a sensational player. But I like the one thing that I like about Bob Quinn is when he goes into a draft, he looks at what the Lions need, and that's what he tries to get. He's not like past GMs here who get into the draft and we glaringly need this or we glaringly need that. And instead he goes, ooh, shiny, and takes some player completely off the board who completely makes no sense and who completely never helps the football team get better. But I go back to, you can say what you want about Jim Caldwell, but the Lions were a winning football team that were making the playoffs but couldn't win the playoff games. And we were sold that Matt Patricia would come in here and take us to the next level. He would be the guy that would win the playoff game for us. We were not told that this was going to be some kind of a rebuild or that this playoff win was 5 years away.
Right.
And that's what it's starting to look like.
And you know what? I can forgive 1 year. You're switching up the systems. You want to get your guys in. You got rid of the guys you didn't like. Okay, I can give you 1 year. I need to see progress. You know, you say they could have 6 wins. They very well could have 1. They could have lost that Philly game. They could have lost that San Diego game. They could be in a spot where they're 1-7. As easily as they could be 6-2.
I really feel like they could be as good as 7-1. Right now, but they don't play complete football games. They still do dumb things. And maybe it's just because I pay more attention to the Lions than I do to other teams around the league. Maybe this goes on just about everywhere in the league, these mistakes and these things from week to week. But it just seems to follow the Lions around. It's unbelievable the things they do from week to week and the ways they find to not win football games. They snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory more than I've ever seen anybody do.
Mm-hmm. And you need a culture change. How do you get a culture change? Well, you're going to have people say you need a new owner. There's going to be people saying you need this or that. The Lions just need a culture change.
And they've done everything over the years except change ownership. But I'm not even sure an ownership change helps them right now.
I mean, it
probably just causes more confusion and instability.
Do you rebrand? Do you scrap the Lions logo and try something completely different? Like just top to bottom, try to rebrand? Because this just looks like just another Lions season.
You know who should coach the Lions, Brady? You know who'd be perfect for the Detroit Lions head coaching job? Jim Harbaugh. Because he wins as many big games as the Lions do. I just made your day with that statement.
Well, it was like bittersweet.
It's true.
It's true. And it's sad that it's true.
I don't even want to talk about college football this week. I don't even. Michigan beat Maryland. Who cares? They get a week off before they play Michigan State, and that game has totally lost its luster to me, especially if the Spartans do come out and lay an egg this week against Illinois.
I bet you that game comes down to a last-second drive.
And if it's Michigan State having to get the points, they might not get them. Their offense is that bad.
They're very bad.
So, on that happy note, Brady scored a touchdown.
I did.
On a pick six, and you guys beat Davenport.
34-0.
34-0. Look at that. Even the shutout on defense. Wow.
It's a fun game.
Wow. You're going to be like all conference, aren't you?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Not even close. But I did score a touchdown.
But you did score a touchdown. And you did come in today, and you are going to hang out for another segment.
Yes,
Jeremy Skiba will be by, and we'll talk Prowlers hockey next when we come back here on the Dennis Stuckey Show on AM 1380 WPHM.